What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And welcome into the Friday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie and Rex Road presented by TJ Anderson, Homes of Benchmark Realty. Call TJ's team today to see why they're referred to so often. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, executive producer Nick Keiser here with you on this Friday morning. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Good. Is this going to turn into X? Like, is it going to be X.com?
I don't know.
It always going to be Twitter.com, but it just calls itself X, or is it going to be X.com?
I mean, it's still, to me, Twitter.com. I don't know.
Because I just opened it up, and again, now it's got the whole thing. It gives you the big X.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume one day it's going to make the switch.
It'll just be X.com.
Yeah.
X.org? I don't know.
Maybe so. Nick Keiser, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I think Twitter could be our places for all of our exes that don't live in Texas anymore.
Whoa.
All right, log off.
No, wow. That's a good one.
No, I mean,
that's a good
it's
one.
The
look,
first
Joe,
at 6 a.m. on a Friday.
Joe's talking fine. About how it could be.
Turn the mic off.
X.org. Well, X.org could be so many different things.
And Mike's still on over there.
And still, the mic is on.
Oh, boy.
But, hey, a reference to exes
well
living
done.
In Texas from someone of his
yeah,
generation
that's pretty good.
Is actually, you know.
Not bad.
I actually got to tip my cap to that.
We got a lot to get to on the program here today. We may or may not be joined by Jared Stillman at 7 o'clock. We'll see what happens on that front. He's feeling a little bit under the weather,
right.
So we'll see. But we'll have Jared with us in our hearts always. Teron Davenport at 8 o'clock, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. We'll get his thoughts on Titans training camp to this point, including another move made by the Titans, which we'll get into here in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Joe, quite the day around the league yesterday in NFL training camps, though. The injury bug started to creep up. Jalen Ramsey carted off the field down there in Miami with a meniscus injury. And Joe Burrow carted off the field in Cincinnati in a play that looked really bad at first. And it ended up being a calf strain for Joe Burrow. So still not great to have a calf strain on like the second day of camp for the Bengals and Joe Burrow, but much better than the alternative of what it could be. But that's two pretty high-profile players in Jalen Ramsey and Joe Burrow going down at training camp yesterday.
You know, I want to add to best and worst in sports yesterday. On top of the things about training camp that are the worst, we know football, like there's going to be injuries, there's going to be great players every year that miss time and get lost for a season and all that. But when they happen, like in camp, you know.
It sucks.
It is absolutely the worst. So it is great news on the Burrow front, especially relative to the initial reaction, which is a whole bunch of panicky twinks about everybody's looking at him all worried. And so obviously his leg must have blown up. It's like everybody's going to be worried if he's on the ground.
Yes.
You don't know what it is. But great. I mean, that's still great news, you know, compared to what it could have been. And I mean, Ramsey's ACL is intact. That's according to Marcel-Louis Jacques, ESPN, citing sources. So that's good. He's going to miss some time, though, with a
meniscus.
Meniscus
injury,
is not, you don't want to hurt the meniscus. But both of them could be worse. But it's a reminder. I mean, there's more to come.
Yeah. I mean, it's every year during training camp, it's somebody that you look around the league and it's such and such moved the wrong way, and all of a sudden, you know, a move that they've made 1,000 times results in a non-contact injury. And that was the scary part about Burrow, because he was just basically rolling out to his right yesterday, and all of a sudden he just hops up and he's gimpy and then falls down to the ground. And the player in front of him, I don't know who it was, on the Bengals, they just stop and their heads go, or their hands go straight to their head of just like, oh no, the quarterback's down.
Man,
it's not good.
Yeah, non-contact is a term you do not want to hear around these injuries. Non-contact is so often tied to a bad knee injury.
Yeah.
I think back to the end of Titans camp last year, and I remember, and I think we talked about it on here too, like Vrabel was like in a very bad mood. And at that point, like he knew Landry had just gotten hurt. We didn't know it yet, you know. If you think about that, that there is a nice little bit of news for you if you're the head coach of a team.
Yeah.
Hey, your top pass rushers just tore his ACL.
Just done for the year.
Yeah.
So hopefully the Titans can avoid some of those injuries. I'm glad that at least, you know, Jalen Ramsey is going to be back at some point this season. I think the initial timeline is 6 to 8 weeks, but we'll see what happens on that front. And glad, you know, relatively speaking, not that serious for Joe Burrow. It's just a calf strain. So I would imagine he'll be ready to go once the regular season rolls around. But could have been a whole lot worse based on some non-contact injuries that we've seen. Joe, the Tennessee Titans have made a move and have addressed the offensive tackle position. Jeremy Fowler putting it out there late last night on the Twitterverse or the Xverse or whatever it is. Free agent offensive tackle Chris Hubbard signing with the Titans per source. A 9-year veteran with starters experience give the Titans a tackle option while Nicholas Petitfrere is suspended. So Chris Hubbard signing with the Tennessee Titans. He's 32 years old, has spent the majority of his career with the Cleveland Browns. He began in Pittsburgh, spent the first 4 years in Pittsburgh with the Steelers, and then the last 5 years has been with the Cleveland Browns. He's only played in 5 games in the past 2 years. So 2021, he played in 1 game. 2022, he played in 4 games. Now, he has played both guard and tackle, so some versatility there with Chris Hubbard coming in. But at 32 years old and a guy that's played 5 games in the past 2 seasons, it's an interesting move for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, and he's had knee stuff, so that's part of it. He's had some injuries and things like that. So, I mean, look, it makes sense. You know, a lot of focus on Fant. They go with Hubbard. Don't know if that's quality of player or a combination of quality player plus, you know, money. But it looks like Hubbard and Jamarco Jones then would be the, you know, would be the competition for at least 6 games of right tackle. So it's, I mean, it's the thing is, that, you know, we were talking the other day, I was like, well, if they don't sign anybody, I do wonder if that's a little bit of like a commentary on the, like, they feel, well, one, better about Jamarco Jones, but even maybe some of the depth guys. So this kind of tells you, I mean, they've got to have more depth at that position. Maybe at some point this year, Dylan Raidens becomes a factor there. That's possible. But, you know, it seems like something they needed to do. And now we'll be able to compare Hubbard and Jamarco Jones. You didn't have that on the, you know, the bingo card. You know, Jamarco Jones, Chris Hubbard competing for right tackle for the Tennessee Titans, but that's where they are.
That's where they are. And look, I did think, you know, we were going through the offensive linemen the other day, and I do think they have some intriguing younger options to maybe develop one day. But it did feel like, at the very least, let's say it is Jamarco Jones that's your right tackle at the end of the day. I still think you need a swing tackle on this team. And, you know, I don't know that Chris Hubbard is necessarily a swing tackle. I think he's played either right guard or right tackle for the most part in his career. But it'd be nice to have another tackle in there that's available and that can help you out. So you don't have to just say, hey, Jalen Duncan, get out there, buddy. Have fun.
Right. Yeah, you'd hope that at some point this year, Jalen Duncan would be more ready. But, yeah, this takes a little pressure off that, off him, you know, and gives them some – it seems like with a lot of times with rookie offensive linemen – now, granted, I guess I'm talking about rookie offensive linemen who are playing, but it seems like it takes some time, you know. So, yeah, they absolutely need more depth there.
And, well, and Hubbard can play guard too, and that helps you there.
Yeah, so – but, look, it's all – I mean, it's all – they're going about it the way I thought they should go about it, which is just throw everything at that spot, and then the other four guys, that's your four that you need all year. And then, you know, if Petitfrere comes back and he's good, then you might be all right. And, of course, there's also the reps that he's going to get now because you have to still get him ready too.
Well, and by the way, I don't believe George Fant has signed – so we talked about him working out with the Titans. And then on Wednesday, he worked out with the Texans and has not signed with the Texans at this point either. So he's now gone in two buildings, worked out, and has left those two buildings with no deal. So I guess that kind of tells me that maybe the workouts for George Fant or the physical, wherever he's at with the physical, is not convincing these teams that are working him out.
Or he's unrealistic with his contract or demands that. Or some combination. Sliding scale.
Yeah, so the Titans have addressed the right tackle spot. We'll see how that works out with Chris Hubbard. But now, if you're in camp, I mean, you've got, I would assume, a battle of Jamarco Jones and Chris Hubbard at right tackle, and you're trying to get everybody else settled into their spots. And, you know, Jim Wyatt talked about that with us yesterday, in addition to unfollowing Rex Road on Twitter, which is got a lot of text messages about yesterday. Great conversation.
He followed me.
He followed you back.
I got a Vols thing coming out today. He's going to unfollow me again.
It's just going to pull the cord right out of there again. But I do like it from this standpoint. Just work Dillard as much as you can work him at left tackle during camp. Skoronski at guard. Obviously, Aaron Brewer stepping in at the center spot. Brunskill at right guard. And that way, when Nicholas Petitfrere comes back, and if he's your best option at right tackle, which you're hoping he is at that point, then you've got some decent depth behind those guys as well. Because, I mean, the other part of this, Joe, is even if the Titans do have better injury luck this year, it's hard to imagine them getting through an entire season with everybody on the offensive line staying healthy.
Right.
It's hard to do.
Right. And then my next question, too, whether it's injury or whether it's performance, which is possible, mm-hmm. either impossible, who is the backup left tackle?
It's a great question. Is it?
I mean, it probably is Skoronski.
Skoronski,
right? Yeah. I think that's probably what they would do. I think that's interesting. You know, and I'm sure
that's probably
like,
what it is.
I'm sure Jared would be like, "Oh yeah, finally, yeah." You know, but like, you want him there. And the thing is, if you do that, that's the thing. I mean, let's just say Dillard got hurt, or just Dillard's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, you go Skoronski. I guess you could go Brewer, and then you go Levin at center or some combination there, and you slide. It's just, but that would be. Yeah, it's very important for them that Andre Dillard is a good left tackle.
It is. Yeah. Robert on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, we should all just start praying for Tannehill right now. He's had one good offensive line since he's been here. If he wasn't running for his life 90% of the time, I honestly believe he could take us all the way. Fant just wants too much money. This is from Robert on the text line.
I'd say that Tannehill's had two good offensive lines. But, yeah, the downtick, that's the thing. Yeah, 21 was pretty bad. This is crazy, isn't it?
It was pretty bad.
It's crazy that 21, you get the one seed. You lose Lawan, you lose Henry, and you still get the one seed.
Yeah,
it is. But it was pretty rough that year, and obviously we all know what last year was.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We're off and running today here on Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll continue the conversation on the Titans. Which members of the Titans have the most on the line in this training camp? We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook, live from our 1025 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. The Titans back on the field today in training camp, at least for the public part of it. So, be able to see a little practice today out there over at St. Thomas Sports Park. It's going to be nice and, you know, 100 degrees today, Joe, so look forward to that.
Yes. We had a big scrimmage in Owensville-Ravenwood last night. Had to move it back to later, and that it was only like 93 when that started. No, it wasn't that hot. Today, in the middle of that sun for those guys?
It's going to be warm.
So what we're looking at, yeah, okay, my goodness, the next 2 days. We're pushing 100 the next 2 days. We got a shot at 100.
Well, it wouldn't be training camp without a couple of those, would it?
So if this was like, 1993, just 2 days,
yeah,
whatever.
Just go.
You're fine.
Just keep going.
Earn your water.
Looking forward to that this weekend as it's really, really hot around here in the Nashville area. As we look at the camp part of this, and, you know, we've talked about some position battles that could be intriguing for the Titans as training camp develops here, none more so than maybe backup quarterback with Malik Willis and Will Levis. But as you view the Titans and you view trying to trim this thing down to a 53-man roster as week one comes up against the New Orleans Saints, who do you think are some of the Titans that have maybe the most on the line, the most to prove in training camp as we get things rolling?
So the way I look at that is it's the people who need to demonstrate they can be available every day first. So the names that come to mind for me are Christian Fulton, Elijah Molden, Kyle Phillips. Those guys, we know Christian Fulton's good.
Yeah.
So much emphasis now on his health, on the soft tissue, on figuring out a way to be there every day and answering the bell, and you're in a contract year, and he's good enough to get a good second deal in this league from the Titans or somebody. But you gotta start demonstrating that. You really do, because he's not like overwhelmingly talented enough to he's good. He's a good player. Got to be available. Kyle Phillips, I mean, you know, it was just one rookie year washed away, but obviously he's worked on getting bigger. I mean, anybody who's watched him play, guy can get open, make plays, you know. And I think he's a guy who's going to play quite a bit in the preseason, so he's going to take hits, and so he's got to be out there. And then, of course, you know, Molden is another guy who just, you know, basically last year washed away injury. I would also throw Treylon Burks in there, but I think Treylon Burks, I mean, for a little bit different reason for him, but I do think that it looks like he's just building on what he did in the spring. The spring was kind of his answer, yep. Right?
Although we might find out a little bit more today when it's 100 degrees.
Well, that is true. Well, it's the thing. If he gets through days like this just fine, then we know he's figured that out.
Yeah, man, this is going to be about as hot as it gets here in Nashville. Yeah. So, Treylon, this is it for you, buddy. Yeah. If you can get through today, you'll be fine.
Right. You can do this. Yeah, you're fine. So, those guys come to mind. I mean, like, obviously, there's a ton of offensive linemen and other players who are trying to solidify themselves and prove that they're good enough to be starters and things like that. Camp has its limitations. I mean, it's going to be like the first month of the season for some of those guys.
The Fulton part of this is really interesting to me, because by my very quick math, I believe there have been 50 possible regular season games in his career.
Yep.
He has played in 30.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 60% of the time he has been available for the Tennessee Titans.
And again, we cited the stat this week. Kevin Byard, 114 possible regular season games. 114 games he's played.
Yep.
So that's the standard. Again, some of it is luck, and just some people are just prone to injuries and some aren't. But I also would say, going back to Vrabel, he doesn't say what he said at the end of last year as a baseless comment. He does not say that if there isn't something where it's like, you got to do this, not this. You got to do this and this. Look at KB. I mean, he mentioned Byard in that comment too. Yeah. Like, look at Byard. So, it's a huge deal for sure.
I still wonder deep down how much of an open mind are they actually going to have to bring him back. And we've talked about this before, but it kind of felt to me, Joe, and it's a different position, and I think that's part of it. It kind of felt to me that they just said, David Long, thanks for your service. We'll see you later. Like, didn't really have much interest in bringing him back based on the injury. And like I said, Christian Fulton's played in 30 out of a possible 50 games. It's not very good. So if he goes out there and he's available for the most part this year, I guess how much does that sway you if you're Vrabel and the Titans? Because it is a more important position, quote, a premium position at the corner spot that you need. You've drafted, you know, obviously since then, Caleb Farley didn't work out with what you drafted, or at least hasn't to this point. We'll wait and see if there's anything that he can do this year. Roger McCreary, I thought, was encouraging the first year, but do you really want to go back next year with some other needs that you're probably going to have on your roster to draft in a cornerback high again? I mean, so I don't know. Like, if I had to sit here today and guess, my guess is Christian Fulton's not a member of the Tennessee Titans next year. But I do wonder how much reparation can he do this year to the reputation that he has, which is you can't stay on the field long enough, even though we think you're a good player.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the flip side of that is, if he does and he's really good, is he like, okay, see ya.
Yeah, could be.
Deuces, I'm going to go to the market and someone's going to pay me. I think some of the answer, first of all, I think if there's any more of this and it's just up and down and, okay, he's available this week and not this week, then I think it's very easy. It's just like, you can't do it. You can't invest in what you would, you know, what he would command. I mean, he's not commanding top of market cornerback money, but it's still like it's a decent chunk of change that you're going to have to invest in him. Someone will pay him if he plays like he's been playing and he plays a reasonable amount of games. Someone will pay him. But also, I think part of the answer is the other guys. I mean, Farley to me now is like a Hail Mary.
Oh,
but I mean, McCreary's good. Molden might be, a big part of the answer. Like, is Molden do they still view him more as, you know, like their slot corner and McCreary? They like him outside? Because if that's the case, then you can make it work, you know, well, moving on from Fulton. But I don't know if that's the case. Maybe Molden is going to just be more of a safety moving forward.
Well, and they do have Sean Murphy Bunting as right. well, and he's on a one-year deal. So, you know, he's only 26. What if he comes in this year and he plays really well for you? I mean, yeah. Maybe that's part of the answer too, which is, you know what, we like Roger McCreary. Molden can stay healthy this year, and you got another year to figure him out contractually. And Sean Murphy Bunting plays well, and maybe it's just as simple as that if you're the Titans. I don't know.
I still think the best-case scenario for both sides is that he goes all through camp. He's great. He plays. And then he's a number one corner this year, one that's going to make it's going to help their bottom line a lot.
Yep.
I mean, like, maybe 7 weeks in, okay, how about a deal? You know, I mean, like something like that. I think that's best case scenario. Okay, he's figured it out, and he's a top corner, and there's plenty of room next year to sign him. And then, like you said, you don't have a ton of draft picks. Now you don't have to worry about that spot. You can deal with receiver, offensive line, whatever else. I think that's the best case scenario. I'm with you. I would not predict that right now.
Would you include Hopkins on this list with Titans most on the line in camp in terms of staying healthy and with something to prove this year?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously if he gets hurt or misses a bunch of time, then, you know, that's going to – then the stuff that he hates hearing
– it's back in there.
It's coming out of Houston. He's going to hear it here, you know. I think – I look at him as – I think he's going to miss some time. I think Vrabel's going to give him plenty of veteran days, and then it's like the stuff to prove for him is, you know, when the football starts. So I look, you know, I'm with some of these guys, especially Fulton. You know, it's like he just really hasn't gone too many stretches here, even in camps where there wasn't something.
Yeah, no question about that. Which Titans have the most to prove in training camp this season? We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. More coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Join Caroline Fenton at Lou Haven Farm tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. for I Am a Difference Maker's 7th Annual Cornhole Tournament and Barbecue Cook-Off. 100% of the proceeds will help go to local families in need. For more information, visit iamadifferencemakertoday.com/events. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. We're taking your thoughts on the Titans. Which Titans have the most to prove in training camp throughout this portion before the season begins in 2023. Taking your thoughts on that, 615-737-1025. We've thrown out Christian Fulton and the ability for him to stay healthy. The Molden part of this is interesting, too, from the standpoint of, number one, how do the Titans view him in terms of where he's going to play? Like, is he, if he's fully healthy, is he a starter for the Titans? Is he the backup slot corner with Murphy Bunting on the outside and Fulton on the outside and McCreary on the inside? Is Molden the unofficial third safety, even though they've just signed A.J. Moore? Like, where his role fits in is going to be pretty interesting, too. But, I mean, is he fully over the groin stuff? Because it bothered him all last year. Apparently was still lingering around in the spring a little bit. So is he fully over it? And how much of a concern is that heading into this year is going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, it's a huge question. He talked a lot about it in the spring. One of those days, I don't remember if it was OTAs or minicamp. It doesn't matter. But, you know, he talked quite a bit about it. He wouldn't get into the – he wasn't showing x-rays, but, you know, it was bad. And then I think he missed, like, the next day or something. But so I was like, oh, man. Or something. It was shortly after that he missed a day, and you're like, yeah, this guy just may – you know, he just may just have terrible luck. But he was out there after that, so I don't even know – and maybe I'm not remembering correctly, but I don't know that necessarily that injury flared up on him again or anything like that. But, you know, he missed a day. So it's a huge deal for him, of course. I like him as a player. I think he's a slot corner. He's in particular just the physical aspects of that position. I mean, that's why he also, of course, could be a safety. I mean, he is kind of a hybrid player.
Yep.
So it's a big deal for him, obviously, to play, and it's a great question on what he is, you know, moving forward. And that is, I think, part of the the, you know, part of the equation when you think about like Fulton's possible second deal here is like, is because if Molden either is a safety or just like he's not going to work out for whatever reason, then now you do, you are looking pretty bare. Like you said, you could sign Murphy Bunny again, but it's probably trending toward another high pick of a corner.
I look at the roster in terms of, you know, we went through some of the position battles the other day in terms of people who have the most to prove just to hang on to a roster spot. I mean, I would still, even though things are going well for him right now, I'd still put Malik Willis in that category. Like, I think he needs to continue to show that this is not just a spring football thing, but you can carry it over into training camp, into the actual preseason games when, you know, the bullets are live and you can show progress that way. You know, in all seriousness, I know we joke about him a lot. I think this is a big camp for Racy McMath. I really do.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to find a way to prove that you deserve a roster spot here.
And you got a rookie coming in who's a nice player.
Exactly.
You might basically be fighting with him for a spot.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about the offensive line and the position battles there. But, I mean, the back part of that receiving room, if you and I are correct and they've got five locks already to make the wide receiving room right now, I mean, that battle towards the bottom, whether it's Mason Kinsey or Racy McMath or Colton Dowell, I mean, that's going to be an interesting battle. And I think McMath, he's got some explosiveness to him. He can carve out a role for him on special teams, that we've seen that. So those things work in his favor. But I do think he's going to have to show that he can consistently be a part of the passing game as well. And Rabel talked about that during the spring, but I do think this is a big camp for him in all seriousness.
Yeah, well, and I think kind of in the same category on the other side of the ball is Monty Rice, too.
Yep.
Monty Rice is going to be out there every day. Is he a starter-level player? I think he's a guy for sure I would look at. I mean, Hassan Haskins, he's addressed a situation. Like the Titans said, they're letting it play out. It's, you know, it's no surprise, and it's, I think, what they should do. If that never happened, I'd be sitting here saying, yeah, I don't know. Hassan Haskins, we talked about it the other day. But, you know, I thought he and Chestnut were similar. Is he going to emerge and show, okay, now you can see it with him. Okay, now you see why he went where he went in the draft. A guy like, since I just picked on a Michigan State guy, Naquan Jones.
Yep.
There's a guy who I think is fighting for a spot. Good player, has been a really nice UDFA for the Titans, but there's some other guys here. Jaden Peavy's in here now, so, you know, I think it's a big camp for him.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Mark in Nashville. Mark, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie? What's up, Joe?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, y'all doing okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you, Joe, I kind of think you and I kind of think alike. I was going to bring up Monty Rice. I guess I'll still bring him up, but I brought him up yesterday. But I'm kind of looking at guys that need to step up would be a guy like Kyle Phillips, a slot receiver, a guy that, you know, that's going to be playing in the slot. Some situations you may have D-Hop and Burks out there getting doubled up. So he has to get out here and get open and make plays and stay healthy. What would you and Robbie say on that?
Yeah, no, for sure. Kyle Phillips is absolutely in that group. And, you know, I mean, he got banged around real early last year. He's added some weight. Now, I mean, and I think whatever offense you have, it's a different offense, but there's always room for someone who can get open and get you 6 yards over the middle all day.
Well, I think his, to me, though, goes beyond camp a little bit, too, because it's important for him to stay healthy in camp. That's important for everybody. But the biggest question that I think I have about Phillips is, once the games start, can he handle the pounding that it's going to take to play slot receiver in this league?
Linebackers hit you a lot.
And that's not happening much at training camp. But it's a problem once the games start. No question about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, no.
Yeah, Joe, with Monty Rice, like you said, he was drafted, what, second round or something like that, pretty high?
Third round, yep.
Third round, yeah, drafted in the third round. You were saying yesterday you look at him to be a starter or whatnot. I don't know, Joe. I it looks like maybe he will be a starter. He's got some competition out there. What do you think? You look at him as being a starter for the linebacker in the linebacker core for the Titans this year?
I mean, to me, that's the plan. You know, you have other guys. I mean, Chance Campbell, I did like him last year. He got hurt too. Dr. Jack is out there. But, yeah, I mean, to me, Rice and Alshire should be your combo in your base defense with two inside linebackers. So, if he's not, that's, you know – I mean, I still think he's on the team, but that would be a big disappointment to me if he's not a starter.
Agreed. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you. Robbie, y'all have a good weekend, man.
You too, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Mark in Nashville with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. Will from Nashville on the text line with an interesting question. Says, I heard y'all saying the D-Hop cap hit was like $3.5 million this year. Given that, why would Kevin Byard need to take a pay cut to facilitate the D-Hop move? I'm obviously missing something here. This is from Will from Nashville on the text line.
So, you know, this question, it's a good question. It also makes me drift uncomfortably toward Jared territory on the cap. Because over the cap does a pretty good job keeping things updated. Like right now, it has them at 12.9 in cap space. Remember, like, there's still, I mean, that does not include Hubbard. Right, so that's going to add to it. You have to have a few million available at this time of year because you don't know what's going to happen. You're still looking to add players. So, no, to your point, I mean, there's space right now. I mean, you got Hopkins 3.37 basically. Byard has gone down to 11.2 on his cap hit, which is still fourth on the team. But I believe before this it was 15, 16, right? I think
yep.
So. So they open up more space. They're not right up against it, but, you know, I mean, it's the entire picture, not, I mean, like Rand Carthon, you know, mentioned, you know, Hopkins, Byard, but it's not like, oh, they were going to be over and now they're under. I mean, you know, they got some room, but you got to have some flexibility with the cap right now too. Also, it's fake. Oh, my God, did I say that? No. No, it's not fake. It's real. But, you know, you got some flexibility.
Malleable.
Yes. There you go.
Brad in Franklin on the text line says, while talking about Racing McMath, Robbie used the phrase in all seriousness a couple times. Have there ever been opportunities to speak on someone with just a little seriousness or some seriousness?
Oh.
This is from Brad.
Oh.
I mean, all the time. I mean, yes, because, I mean, Rex Road has McMath ranked, I think, just behind Devontae Adams and Stephon Diggs in terms of wide receivers in the league. It's Diggs, Adams, Justin Jefferson, NWI Racing McMath is top five.
Pretty, it's somewhere in there. Yeah, that's about right. In all seriousness, I use the term in all seriousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll try to throw that in. In a decent amount of seriousness, let me just say to you, in some seriousness.
In some seriousness. Yes. But I think in all seriousness, it's a big camp for him.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I think the roster spot for him, to me, is not a guarantee at this point. I would not include him in the locks in the wide receiver room. I think he's probably got the upper hand for the sixth spot, but I don't think he's a lock.
Is he literally a lock? That's the question.
I don't know. It's good. That is
like
a good
actually
question.
A lock that has there's a key to him. Yeah. See. Don't start going down this rabbit hole.
I'm just saying. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, it's time for Call Your Shot Friday. We'll take your called shots, your bold predictions on our text line, the Titans. Any called shots you want to make on there, certainly open and available. You can go around the NFL, MLS going on right now, MLB, anything on the table. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Make sure you tune in to 1025-1063 The Game for weekly driver interviews leading up to the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix presented by Lincoln Tech's NADC and the Nashville Sheriff. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix will be there. Will be 3 days of racing, 3 days of music, one huge weekend event. Go to MusicCityGP.com for tickets and get ready to experience Nashville's premier speed and sound event coming up on August 4th. Through the six. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 1063, The Game.
The sports weekend has arrived. You know what that means.
Shoot your shot.
It's time for Call Your Shot Friday with Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 1025, The Game, and The Game Nashville app.
It's that time of the week. Time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We need your called shots, your bold predictions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, How did we do last week in Call Your Shot Friday?
I had a lot of long term, so I went Bama winning the SEC, Vols going 9-3, Vandy going 6-6, and I had DeAndre Hopkins will practice every day next week. So I know he had to go out of town, so it's possible he's back today.
I guess.
So I'm probably going to be wrong, but here's my question: if he practices today, but then not tomorrow, am I wrong or right?
I mean, it's every day this week, right?
But he could say like
he didn't yesterday, did he?
Yeah, he practiced.
I thought he was
good. Yeah, that's right. They did have a practice. They said, all right, I'm wrong. So crap. Right. Okay, you had George Fant will sign and be the starter. Did not happen. LSU will win the SEC and the number one seed in the CFP. We got to remember that you called that shot.
Yeah.
Joe Milton, Heisman finalist. There's a good one, too.
Get in there.
Rory McIlroy comes back to win the Open.
Finished like fifth.
Nick, you had
won a major 9 years.
That's wild. Nick, bringing in some NASCAR. Good job. Highpoint.com 400. Kyle Larson to win it. I have no idea what happened. Tell me.
I mean, I really don't know. Like,
dude, you haven't researched your shot? You may have gotten a shot right.
I may have.
Who won the Highpoint.com 400?
Definitely not Kyle Larson because I never heard about it. So, but I will double check.
I mean, we're a sports program, okay? I can't believe you got this shot right. All right, we're gonna make sure that you didn't get that shot right. But Women's World Cup, USA, Vietnam, 3-0. You got it.
He nailed the score.
We gave him a lot of crap.
Do not give me crap for picking a game and then I nail the score. Come
again,
on.
Again, dude. Again. You said yes, your shot was Vietnam. That they'll win. I mean,
yeah, you did start. They're going to win.
You understand. You understand the issue.
I do.
I know it won't happen again. All right. Nashville SC plus 170 versus the Colorado Rapids. Win 2-1.
Yeah, I don't think down. I hit on that.
Yeah, that's what I had.
You wrote down the odds? That's awesome.
That's what I mean, I guess that's what I said. I guess.
All right.
Who won the highpoint.com 400? I'm not going on in this program until we know who won the highpoint.com 400. Gosh darn it. I mean, it's Chase up because I know he's like
Denny
Brandon
Hamlin.
Figured out.
Denny Hamlin won.
Thank you. Congrats, Denny, and I'm sorry that we did not say that earlier on the show.
I did see that, but yes, it's been over a week, but yes, I will remember. To recall,
I mean, if you're
going to
call shots, let's not disregard the entire sport then in the next week. You
that's
know?
True. I did remember the other two, but not that one. So that's on me.
Nick Kieser, your call shots for this week.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait
hear
these.
We're going right here with me. Okay. So I'm going to go to George Fant, but I'm going to throw another part of it on here as well. I'm going to say George Fant does not sign a deal prior to week one of the NFL season, and that Chris Hubbard will not be a starter on the Tennessee Titans as of week one.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with that.
Hold on. Are these shots?
We
got to work with Nick on that. Are these shots?
The Hubbard one I will count. The George Fant, who currently does not have an NFL deal, not being on a roster.
Okay, do we want to just leave it at Chris Hubbard then?
No, that's fine.
We gave him crap last week, and he was right. You do whatever you want,
just
Nick.
Want you to, this I is your segment. You step out a little bit more, Nick. Come on.
Okay.
The Tennessee Titans will play against the New Orleans Saints week one.
Yes,
kickoff will be at 1 p.m.
Yes. All right. Another one, I'm going to move over to a rookie in the NHL who just signed his ELC yesterday. Okay. Logan Cooley inked his deal with the Arizona Coyotes. Okay. I think he'll be up there with Connor Bedard this year in terms of points.
Really?
Okay. I think he will be.
All right. That's
I'm going to say.
Shot. Okay, this is a shot. Okay, keep going.
I'm
going
to say he scores at least 55 points in his rookie season with the Coyotes. And he's up there with Connor Bedard. So just in high regard in terms of conversation, but I think he gets at least 55 points with the Yotes out there in the desert. And my third and final called shot is going to be that Dalvin Cook signs a one-year $11 million deal with the Jets, Robbie.
One-year $11 million. All right.
It's your fourth shot, but that's fine. You know what? You got to follow up, though. What's Bedard getting this year?
I'm going to say he's going to get more than Cooley will, for sure. I would say Bedard will get at least 65 points.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
God bless Nick Kieser for an Arizona Coyotes called shot in July. Very nicely done.
George Fant and the Coyotes.
Paul Bissonnette would be so proud.
He would. Joe Rexroad, your called shots for this week.
All right. I'm going all Titans. Got Titans on the brain. All right. So here's three that I think are pretty interesting. Will Levis Is this a shot? You let me know. Will Levis will be QB2 when the season starts. Now, a lot of people would have laughed at that as a called shot after the draft. I think it might be a called shot right now.
Okay.
We good?
That's good.
Okay. Peter Skoronski will be playing a position other than left guard after the first preseason game.
Really? Okay. I like that. That's called shot.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons that could happen. I'm just calling that shot. And okay. Finally, actually, this one might not be as great as I thought when I thought about it, but we'll give it a shot. Mason Kinsey will be the Titans' leading receiver in the preseason games.
Guarantee.
I mean, probably.
Yeah. Like, he probably will, but whatever. Let's count it.
We'll all go right. with it. Why not? All right. My first called shot. Chig Okonkwo will lead the Titans in touchdowns this year.
Mm.
Chig Okonkwo leads the Titans in touchdown receptions.
Will you say how many?
I'll go 11. I think he has a big year.
Wow.
I'm going 11 touchdowns for Okonkwo. Is that too much?
I like it. No, I mean, that's a heck of a year.
It's a heck of a year. That's what I'm going with. So Chig Okonkwo leading the Titans in touchdowns this year. Tyjae Spears will be the star of the preseason for the Titans, and he will score multiple touchdowns against the Bears in the first preseason game. I think Tyjae Spears, there's always somebody that people like identify in the preseason, and they're like, that's our guy. Tyjae Spears is going to be that guy for the Titans this year.
See, and the difference there is, like, Kinsey does what he does, like, awesome. You know, it'd be great to have him on the practice squad.
Yeah.
But Spears doing that would be enticing.
Well, I was going to say,
leading into the season,
my first call shot was going to be with him. He scores a touchdown in every preseason game. But I think they're going to get to the point where they look at him and they say, hey, that third one, let's just not play.
Right, yeah.
But you're not going to play all that.
Yeah,
much.
I agree.
So that I avoided that one. All right, my final called shot, WHMR. The Green Bay Packers will make the playoffs this year. Nobody's going to pick them, which is fine. The Green Bay Packers will make the NFL playoffs this year. Your thoughts?
It's a shot, but honestly, I could make a case. You know I can make a case for the Lions to suck and certainly disappoint. I can make a case for the other three teams to not be good.
Yeah.
That's the thing about that division is I'm worried about the Vikings D, losing Dalvin Cook. I'm worried about, I mean, the Bears, I don't think they're going to be good. And the Lions are going to absolutely crap the bed. So, actually, I mean, I think it counts as a good shot because very few people are picking that. But I actually think you have a chance for this one to come through.
I think they're going to be picked by a lot of people to finish fourth in that division.
God. That's wild. I think there's still a solid football team. But, yeah, it's about Jordan Love. It's all about him.
It is. Corey on the text line says, my called shot is that Princeton Fant, former Laverne High School and University of Tennessee tight end, will make the final 53-man roster with the Dallas Cowboys. This is from Corey.
I like that shot a lot.
I just want to point out that Princeton Fant's productivity went up a whole lot after I blasted him last year on the air. Him and Austin Hooper. Yeah. Tight ends just going nuts last year.
You and tight ends, I tell you what.
Wes from Hermitage on the text line says, called shot, the Trevor Lawrence talk this offseason is going to make me pull my hair out. I think we sweep them this year, and it's not near as close as people think for the division. Jags will go 6-10 or 7-9, and the Titans go 11-6 or 12-5. That's called shot.
Yeah, this is calling shots right here. Yes, this is calling shots. Wow, what if the Jags are just terrible?
I mean, it would be kind of on brand, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Travis on the text line says, Anthony Richardson will be the starter in Indy by week 6 and lead the NFL in rushing from there on out from a quarterback, and Florida will finish second in the East. Big shot. A lot of people sleeping. That's from Travis.
That is a major shot on
Florida. Second part of it's a big shot.
Yeah. I mean, we got.
And I think Anthony Richardson might be starting week 1.
I was going to say, week 6 is a huge disappointment for Colts fans and actually for, like, me, too, and a lot of people who want to watch him play. I don't think it'll take that long. Joanna and Donaldson said Virginia beats Tennessee in the first game. That is okay. Heupel gets fired, becomes PE coach at Knox Dawsonville. By the way, congratulations to Jeremy Pruitt.
Way to go, Jeremy Pruitt. Congratulations on your new job.
Nice, like, PE coach. I would absolutely move there and spend a year writing a book about his year as that PE coach if I could. If he would let me have that access, I would do it.
You see that orange cone?
I can assure you that the gap is closing.
See that orange cone over there? You got to run around it. Got to make sure you get all the way to the cone, and then you turn around and come back.
All right, come on, y'all, put on the red pennies. Yeah, you got the blue pennies.
Oh, that first down marker over there, that's what you got to get to. God. Yeah, I'm on practice squad. I'm in kindergarten, you know? Jeez.
We had a lot of people involved in our cheating schedule up there, just trying to move forward. Will from Bellevue on the text line. Called shot, Rand Carthon will win GM of the year for assembling an overachieving team that wins the AFC South and makes the playoffs. This is from Will from Bellevue. GM of the year, Rand Carthon.
That's a shot. Zach from Nashville, John Ojukwu will be the Tartan starting right tackle. No later than week three. Well, it could be. I think, you know, I think they need Jamarco Jones to be the guy, but it is interesting that that he's at least been mentioned and is getting some reps.
Sean,
that's a shot.
Sean says Tannehill gets a Super Bowl MVP. I win called shots. That's from Sean on the text line.
It's going to be hard to top that one.
It's going to be hard to top that one. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.